Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thanks for joining us. I hope you guys are having a pretty good week. This was an interesting email. Unfortunately, this one lady's not having a good week. Her name is Grace. She goes, Doctor, I was fired for having shingles. No lie, shingles. I told my manager I had a rash. I showed her the rash on my back, said I needed to take time off work per my doctor, and I was fired the next day. What can I do? Now, again, I'm a medical doctor, okay? I don't know much about the laws in individual states in terms of if they're at will states in terms of being fired or if there's any particular rules in those states about firing somebody for an illness. But to me, that sounds crazy. And I can't advise you if you have a case or not, but shingles is not contagious and it should not be an excuse to be fired. Now, we've reviewed shingles a lot on the show. Shingles, which many of you are very, very concerned about, and you should be, it is very concerning, is a virus that comes out from your original chickenpox virus. It's the varicella virus, okay? Even though it's your varicella virus is your chickenpox virus that you get as a kid, it wreaks havoc on us as children, although now we have a new set of population that never had the chickenpox, had the chickenpox vaccine. But for those of us that had real honest to God chickenpox, it decides to quiesce and lay and camp out in a nerve. Later in life, when you get stressed, like it looks like working for an idiot manager, it decides to come out. And when it comes out, it starts to tingle, feel kind of like you were bit by something, all right? More of a superficial, not a deep pain. And when it comes out as like blisters or vesicles. It'll come out on only one side of the body because the nerves are only unilateral. They're not bilateral. So the nerves come out from the back. And then they go down to each dermatome and each distribution is on one side of the body. So each side has its own nerve. So it'll only be one side of the body. Because some people will say, oh my gosh, I have shingles and they're showing me pustules on both legs. That probably isn't shingles. That could be something like staph or something else. So shingles is usually one side of the body because, again, it comes out from the nerve. It could be extremely painful. Now, shingles shouldn't kill. True, you could get a secondary infection let's say it affects your lungs or let's say shingles goes across the chest wall. We had a patient like this and he couldn't breathe. I mean, it was so painful to breathe because of the shingles. Technically, you could maybe get a pneumonia, you know, or if you're not able to blow things out or use full use of your lung, that could lead to respiratory complications. So secondarily, yes, it could cause death. As a secondary, but primarily, shingles shouldn't kill you. Shingles also shouldn't be contagious, okay? And when you get those shingle vesicles, you will not give your coworker or your mom or dad shingles unless they've never had chickenpox. Now, if everybody around you has had chickenpox or has had the chickenpox vaccine, you shouldn't be contagious. We will recommend usually returning to work when you A, feel better, or B, when the vesicles start to dry after a few days, in case there's somebody around you that be immunocompromised and their chickenpox dose of their vaccine or their prior chickenpox didn't really prime their immune system. So a lot of times they'll say, look, stay off work until they crest over, just to be on the safe side. So if an employer is acting that reflexively, they obviously don't know what the hell they're doing. Okay, I mean, that they obviously have no concept of the issue. Now, let's say you're an employer out there, and you have somebody that comes in with a very vesicular bubbly rash, okay? You have no idea what the immune status is of your staff. Now, as an employer, you are not allowed to get on the loudspeaker and say, somebody has shingles, so-and-so has shingles, everybody flee. If you, you know, have never been immune to chickenpox or ever been afflicted with chickenpox, you can't do that. You could get in trouble. Plus, I am sure that there's some employee case of somebody suing their employer because the employer did not take proper precautions and they were exposed to an illness from another coworker when the employer knew very well that there was that illness. So what an employer should do in a case such as that is recommend that you see your physician or your physician writes a note on when you are able to return to work. I get asked that all the time as a doctor. You know, my employer wants to know when I'm not contagious anymore. So I'll write a note. Well, you know, technically the staff is still in your body, so technically you still could be contagious, you know, but you have no active lesions. You're keeping everything covered. I think it's okay for you to go back to the workplace, that type of thing. Okay, so that's what the employer should have done. They shouldn't have fired you the next day. Now, okay, the way you say it, it makes it look like the employer is an absolute jerk and maybe you have a case, depending on your state's laws. However, if, let's say, being devil's advocate, you were going to get fired, all right, you have taken multiple absences, the employer never let you go. Now, finally, this was, let's say, not illness should never be the last straw, but let's say there has been multiple issues where they found that you were not doing your job, etc. Now you're taking off work. It's that, I don't know what to call it. You know, people take off work and they don't get to come back. You know, it's like when you take vacation or take sick leave, it's a very, very scary time for the employee because that's when the employer can see what didn't get done or can see your usefulness, etc. By the way, we probably need to talk about that after the break. How to protect yourself from your coworkers when you actually take a leave or go on break. So again, if they have justification for firing you and it has nothing to do with your illness, that could protect them. But if they fired you for shingles, that is really low, really crappy. And I'm sorry that happened to you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so real quickly here, you need to take off. It's summertime, all right? You're taking vacation time off, all right? And one of the biggest risks, and it's a very unspoken of risk. You don't hear a lot of people talk about it, but I see this all the time with my patients. Practicing for 15 years, I got fired when I came back from vacation. I get fired when I came back from sick leave. I see it a lot because I give people sick leave, so of course I'm going to definitely hear the feedback with that. And no, there's nothing wrong with my sick leave. I always fill out the paperwork correctly. And usually you will not be fired because of the doctor's paperwork, unless the doctor actually on the paperwork sets you up and says this person is lying, they should go back to work. They're lying to you. So what ends up happening many, many times, very frequently, are you get set up by your coworkers, okay? Now, mind you, as an employer myself, I do see many times, all right, one of my coworkers will leave. And you can't just have individual duties for each particular coworker, because where I practice, coworkers call in all the time that all my staff have to be cross-trained. All right. We do not allow just one person. In fact, it's very interesting. Every now and then we'll have an employee that does not want to fill people in on their job because they think it protects their job. Then they call in. Boy, do we get a lot of call-ins. They call in. They want to use their sick leave, etc. You have nobody doing that duty. And in a medical office, there can't be a particular duty not being done each day. You always need somebody doing nurse calls. You always need somebody working on the labs, working on the referrals, etc. So, you know, to say, well, okay, it's very easy to see what each employee is doing because they have a specific set of job duties. You usually have to have clumps, groups of employees doing the same duties, okay? Because otherwise, every time they call in, something doesn't get done. It's very dangerous in a medical office. So what ends up happening is somebody will call in. They'll be gone for an extended period of time. The job still gets done. And you may, as an employer, see that the job gets done a little better. So now you're intrigued and you ask the staff what's going on. They go, well, we've been doing her job the whole time. I mean, haven't you noticed? They just sit here and they text or they sit here and this. Now, you got to be very, very careful as an employer taking somebody else's word for it. But then when you start to review and you look at the handwriting, you look and see who did what, you know, it could be very, very concerning. Then they come back to work and you decide to watch them for a little bit and you're like, okay, wait a second. They really are letting everybody else pick up the slack. So as an employer, you need to, kind of be aware of that. So, yes, we've had to fire some people who, once we realized they were not doing their job. In fact, somebody asked one of the other staff members to doctor up a log, right, so it looked like they were working. Oh, hell no, that's not going to happen in our office. Our patients come first. You don't sit here and fake a log of items being done per patient. I couldn't even think about that. So, you know, whether you have a good office manager or not, you are still captain of the ship, of your own business, and you are responsible for everything. So it's a tough job. But what about you actually doing your job and you having five or six people group up on you and sabotage you? How do you protect yourself from coworker sabotage? Well, you know, no-brainer thing is you want to make sure you have documentation of everything you've done. Okay? For me, one of the biggest fears I've ever had is being accused of something I never did. Okay? So here I am. If I'm working hard and somebody's accusing me of being lazy, that would just destroy me because I'm like, wait a second, this is everything I've done. So a telephone encounter is a smart move to make. If you contacted this patient on this, if you contacted this patient on that, make a quick log. Now remember, don't spend all day making the log, okay? Because that could, you know, you make five calls in a day, but you have the prettiest log in the world. Okay, that may not really cut it. But let's say sales. I contacted this. I made a follow-up call on this. I did this. I did this. I did this. This is what I did on this particular day. And it could be on a one-pager because it's very difficult to go back to charts or go back to files or patient accounts and things like that to demonstrate that. Having a clean desk may actually be able to fool an employer, all right? I mean, I had a biller. She just dumped everything into the drawer, so her desk looked clean, like she finished her work. Yet you open up the drawer, and you see old claims. It's ridiculous. It's, you know, all right, but let's say you're doing your job, and you're doing your job well, and you're doing your job right, okay? First and foremost, make sure you're doing what's expected of you, okay? If you're making a log, doing follow-up sales calls when that's not even your job, okay, yeah, that's a nice thing to do, but it can look like you're not doing your job. Remember, you were hired for that particular job. So you want to make sure you have complete understanding of what you're supposed to do and what's supposed to be done. If you are going to be taking an extended leave of time, okay, you sit down with your boss and go, look, okay, okay, what do you want from me? What can I do to make sure everything is easy for the next worker? And I want to make sure my job is still here when I get back. Okay, I don't want anybody saying they could do a better job than me. You know, I'd like some reassurance. And you're allowed to talk like that to your boss. Okay, you know, and you could have actually prepare them. If you think there's a coworker that may sabotage, you may want to have that discussion with your boss and say, look, you know, I really need to go away with my family. You know, I haven't taken vacation in a while, but I'm kind of nervous that X and X coworkers are going to try to sabotage my job when I get back. I mean, I do my job, etc. Is there anything you want to see before I leave? Because I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to defend myself if they come up with some sort of bullcrap. And if somebody did that to me as an employee, as me as their employer, okay, as long as they're not bad-mouthing or under some weird delusion of something, I would think that would be a very, very smart strategy. All right, and I'd be like, look, just show me where everything is. I just want to make sure there's an easy leave-off point for whoever's covering you. Have you already trained the person covering you, et cetera, et cetera? And I would give them the reassurance if they're doing the job right. But somebody leaving and then us finding that the desk has all sorts of crap in it that wasn't done, yeah, there's a good chance you're going to get fired. So you want to show where everything is. You know, you also want to, if you really think you have some real sickos in that office that's going to want to set you up by putting drugs or porn or something like that in the office, you need to sit there and have that discussion with the boss, because the boss needs to also know that there's those types of coworkers there too, and go, look, I'm going to be leaving. Who can I show my desk and everything to so nobody plants something when I'm gone? Now, I know this sounds like you're paranoid, but if this type of stuff really does happen in the office and you have coworkers that you think are capable of that, and remember, this job feeds your family. It feeds you and feeds your family. Absolutely. Say, look, you know, can you take a look, inspect the desk? I'm leaving. I don't know what somebody's going to be doing in my area or putting or planting here. And so I just take a look. This is how I'm leaving it. Are you guys happy? And don't leave until they say you're good to go. Okay? All right. You know, am I good? Yeah, you're good. Thank you for having everything set up, whatever. So it's a nice way to do closure. All right. Sometimes you'll see recommendations to actually confront the person that wants your job. It makes for a real good Melrose Place episode, but, you know, I would still be very, very careful. All right. If you may be under the wrong impression and the person's like, look, I don't want your job. Oh, my gosh, I get paid more than you do. Be also prepared for what their answer would be, because if you find out you got paid less than what they did, you know, it was always kind of a joke in the restaurant business. You never wanted to be a manager. You always wanted to be the waitress, because you made a hell of a lot more money with tips, cocktailing or serving food, than you did as manager. So when we would hear that there would be a promotion, all of us were like trying to keep our heads down, like, not me, not me, because less money, more work, more chance of getting fired. Yeah, management isn't always, you know, what it, I don't know what people think of this. Anyway, all right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're coming up on break. When we come back, I want to talk about this doctor that had probably saved I don't know how many lives, taking out a shooter himself by bringing a gun to work, and what repercussions may he have from the hospital at which he's working. All right. We also have a case of a gynecologist, and I'm sure many of you heard this. I was out of town when this story broke. A gynecologist who was secretly taping his clients, his patients. That's disgusting. We'll tell you how he's smuggled a camera in there. And then female triathletes may face incontinence and other pelvic floor issues. If female triathletes are dealing with urinary incontinence, my guess is they'll also be dealing with a lot more slip and falls. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, every now and then, we'll get a caller who will share with us when they felt they were wronged by a physician or a medical provider. And, of course, our phone lines are open. Has anybody felt like something was done to them inappropriately by their physician? In this particular 1-877 Doc Dali 1-877 D O C D A L I. In this particular case, we have a John Hopkins gynecologist, John Hopkins Hospital gynecologist, was accused of secretly videotaping patients during the gynecological exams. He had committed suicide in his home February 18th. So no one's really able to get him back. All they're able to do is sue the hospital, and there's a lot of questions surrounding it. But apparently this gynecologist wore a pen around his neck that they believe was concealing a camera. All right? Now, an employee apparently is the one that reported the doctor. An employee told hospital officials of her suspicions February 4th, according to a letter from the hospital CEO, Dr. Paul Rothman. The letter was dated Tuesday and sent to the law firm of Silverman, Thompson, Slutkin, and White, which I guess is working with the Maryland Crime Victims Resource Center. The law firm gave a copy of the letter to the Associated Press on Wednesday, this Wednesday. Now, the employee's report to officials ultimately led to the discovery that the doctor, Nikita Levy, had been recording patients during exams at the John Hopkins Clinic. Now, Levy was 54 at the time, had killed himself in his home February 18th. Now, according to the letter, the employee thought that the pen was had an actual camera. Now, they believe the device was a camera, and when they did search his home, they did find large amounts of multimedia evidence. Now, this just completely destroys any trust that many of us have with the medical field to hear that a doctor would do this. Let me please assure you that most doctors and every doctor I know, I wouldn't do this. Okay? The notion of your gynecologist being a perv is a very, very frightening one. And I can assure you, no. Okay? That's not happening. This guy was some sick, deviant. I mean, I know this is a legend, but still, somebody doing this would be probably the most sick piece of crap on this earth, and I'm sure God will help us handle it, but it's frightening. Right? And how do you protect yourself from being secretly videotaped? Well, that's very difficult, okay? I mean, there could be tape recording devices technically hidden anywhere in a room. You know, I mean, when you have to lie down, they tell you where to lie down. You don't get to sit there and move the table. You don't get to sit there and, and it's, as a patient, you want to think that you have rights and you want control. And anytime you go into a doctor's office, you seem to give up some of that control because the doctor has to do what they have to do. I mean, I had a very similar problem, we've talked about this, where the doctor had the nurse leave the room, had me completely undressed, examined me when he didn't even have to do that. All right? And he touched parts he didn't really need to. Okay, he was a kidney doctor evaluating an issue for a kidney stone, and the things he touched I didn't think was appropriate. However, at the time, I'm like, well, I guess he's a doctor, so he's supposed to do a breast exam and all that. No, I come to find out that was completely unnecessary, and him telling the nurse to leave the room was completely inappropriate. Of course, I was young at the time, so I had no idea. So, you know, it's happened to a lot of us. We go to the doctor, we're like, okay, whatever they want to do, they're the doctor. Now, me, with my patients, I understand that there's always concern about dressing, so I always give the patients the option. I go, would you like to undress? Now, very difficult to give them the option with the pap smear. I mean, obviously, they're there for a pap smear. But I have many male patients, they're there for blood pressure medicine. You know, do they really want to take off their pants and have a prostate check? I always recommend the prostate check and say, look, if you're concerned about prostate cancer, if there's high risk, prostate exam is good. If not, we could also do an exam through the blood. It's not going to be 100%. Nothing is. But you decide what you want. I let them decide what they want, and that's it. We also have very little in the office room. Very little pictures, very little. I mean, it's nice, but it's nothing that looks like, it's nothing cluttered. There's not a bunch of things where a patient could think something is hidden. We have like two little baby pictures they could easily take and inspect themselves before the doctor comes to the room. So I would suggest that. But if a doctor has a pen around the neck, all right, now you have every right to, if you do think that there's something off, like, for example, if a doctor comes in with a pen around his neck and you think there's a camera on it, you're allowed to say, look, there was that case with that doctor, John Hopkins, I trust you, but if you don't mind, can you, you know, maybe put the pen to the side? I'm just a little, you know, a little skittish about what happened. Or, you know, how I would probably approach it with my sense of humor is, I don't want you losing your pen in the middle of the exam, so you may want to put it in a safe place. If they do not want to remove the pen, or you feel like there's something not right, you don't have to continue with the exam, okay? I mean, you know, you don't have to do it. The big concern now many of these patients are having, which is why they're suing John Hopkins, et cetera, is where else did this multimedia evidence go to? Did it go online? Did he pass it to friends, et cetera? So it's a very, very scary time for what we believe to be thousands of patients. Scary, scary stuff. So, you know, we'll keep you posted if there's any more developments of that. All right. This doctor's a hero. Okay, there was a patient who allegedly opened fire on a caseworker and a psychiatrist in a small office in Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital in Delaware County. This is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I believe. Okay. Apparently, this patient had a long history of mental illness, several previous encounters with law enforcement. The man, Richard Plotz, 49 years old, of Upper Darby Township, was reported in critical but stable condition Friday after the doctor had shot him. The Delaware County District Attorney's Office will hold a news conference, I guess, to let us know what more is happening. But apparently, he shot dead his caseworker, Teresa Hunt, all right? And the doctor, apparently, the Dr. Silverman was able to stop him from shooting others when he used his own weapon. Silverman, 52 years old, retrieved his own weapon and shot patient Plotz 3 times. He had struck Silverman before Silverman was able to get his gun with a grazed wound to the head. Luckily, Silverman was able to live, Dr. Silverman, to be able to shoot back. According to records, Philadelphia police had arrested Mr. Plotz in 1990 for carrying a handgun without a license. He was sentenced to 6 months probation, etc. Now, the gun debate is going to be resurfaced because we are hearing that the hospital does not allow their staff to have weapons, from what I understand. Okay, we need to confirm that. And there is a chance that the doctor may actually be censured for having a weapon. Now, my guess is this is all under discussion, and there's lots of rumors circulating. Of course, patients, other staff, think Dr. Silverman is an absolute hero. I don't believe he has a concealed carry. I'm not really sure about the concealed carry laws in Philadelphia. However, he did have a gun in his office, and he used it to protect himself. Should doctors have guns? Should doctors be armed? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And if you even want to answer, what type of gun should they have? Okay, I mean, what should be allowed? As far as I'm concerned, if you work with a very highly unstable population. Now, mind you, anybody could be unstable. I told you guys about what happened yesterday. Somebody just randomly comes into the office, takes off his shirt, and says he wants to spray bullets. He wants to die. All just wouldn't stop talking about bullets. So, you know, luckily he took off his shirt so we could see if he was armed. And my husband and I talked him down till Metro came, etc. But, you know, crazy things happen all the time. But if you are in a situation where you have a very, very dense population of people that could have erratic behavior, should you be allowed, all right, to have a weapon? 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app. You can download those anytime for free and listen to prior shows. We're talking about Dr. Silverman, who thwarted any more shooting by the patient who pulled a gun, shot and killed his caseworker, and shot the doctor, grazed the head, but the doctor was able to use his own gun, draw his gun, shoot the shooter. Shooter's in critical condition right now at the hospital. And or did he shoot him dead? I forget. I apologize. I lost my... He fatally shot... Yeah, no. I think he's still in the hospital. Exactly. Monica from Albany had asked, how do you prevent a patient coming in, shooting up other patients in that situation to begin with, rather than the doctor having to be armed? Okay, most doctors aren't armed, okay? And, you know, many doctors, even if they were armed, okay, how could you tell that they're going to be a good shot? I mean, my guess is your surgeons would probably be a phenomenal shot, especially your cardiovascular surgeons. I'm sure they know exactly where the aorta is. I mean, most of us do. But if they want to get maybe that left, you know, anterior descending artery and just cause an instant MI by shooting that, you know, I'm sure a cardiothoracic surgeon would be a great shot. I'm sure a neurosurgeon, oh my gosh, these guys are phenomenal. What about your ophthalmologist who does LASIK? I'm sure any doctor could be a good shot. I am. You know, to be able to do surgery and to be able, I think it is. I mean, I could always improve and, you know, but I feel very, very comfortable, when I do target practice. I'm very, very comfortable with that. So, I wouldn't worry, okay? I think doctors could do a good job. What would be a better situation, though, is to have proper security. So if you as a patient are sitting there in a waiting room and somebody decides to come in, like what happened in my office yesterday, and threatened to spray bullets. Now, luckily, he wasn't a patient. This was just somebody random coming in off the street, coming into our office. And I'm glad he did, because I would rather he come into my office, as long as my patients and staff are safe, and we talk him down from suicide, than him deciding to run out on a busy street. I live on Rainbow Boulevard, him jumping into a busy street to kill himself. All right, I would much rather he come to me so I could do what I could do and hopefully prevent him costing other people their lives or him losing a life. All right. However, what can I do for my patients? What could any hospital do or any medical center do? I mean, I strongly urge there being security up at the front where nobody can get in without passing through a metal detector. I think that's extremely important, okay? Yes, it costs a little bit of money, but many of these big medical centers, they have enough money for that, okay? I mean, trust me, okay? All right, that's where you need to spend the money on. And I would probably urge armed guards. It gets very difficult when you're up in the labyrinths of medical halls. Okay, that's an issue. Right? You know how, you know, you're trying to find a doctor and you're going this way and you got off the elevator. No, you have to go this way to this suite and this suite. Okay, so I mean, it'd be very, very difficult to have somebody on every floor. However, if you live in an area that allows CCWs, non-gun-free zones, but CCWs, where people are like, okay, well, yeah, I'm going through, you know, the metal detector, but I do have a gun. All right, I mean, you know, I do. I wouldn't want rules to prevent people with because your average CCW person is not the one that shoots. Okay, randomly. They're the ones that will actually step in and protect. I love knowing that many of my patients carry guns. I love it. I feel very comfortable with that. I love having cops in my office. I love having my patients that are concealed carry. They don't seem to be concealed when I see it, obviously. But for me, like in this particular case, knowing the doctor had a gun, wow, I would feel extremely safe and extremely secure. I'd also want to know where the gun is, so in case I ever need it, now I know where the weapon is. But, it would have to stop at the entry point. And they probably should have an armed guard on every floor. That's expensive. It is extremely expensive. All right, I get that, but we're talking about saving lives. Now, a facility that has a very, very high amount, like, look, this person already had run-ins with the law, etc. If you have a facility with a very, very high quantity of people, like, for example, ERs. I mean, I can't tell you how many ERs I've been in where, yeah, the doctor's packed. I mean, come on, this is an emergency room. Okay, you know, you'll have people trying to finish the job. of somebody that was shot. You'll have, you know, I mean, these are pretty serious groups of a population, and trauma is happening, and people could be coming off a drug, people could be highly intoxicated, people could be drunk, etc. You know, when I was an ER doc, luckily it was a small town, but still, I can't tell you how many times patients tried to assault me. It's just the nature of the beast. And so having protection, and I'm definitely for doctors being able to pack, I think that's important. As you can see, Dr. Silverman saved lives. So way to go. Great job. You know, we've been kind of on this theme here. We have the gynecologist that was videotaping patients. Scary stuff. We have another interesting story. All right. Apparently, we have, and then we have this doctor that was luckily able to stop patients from, I apologize, I'm having trouble with my computer. You see, I need a teleprompter. Am I pulling an Obama? I wanted to pull up the case of that band leader. I'm having difficulty. The band leader who is, I believe, got fired. This band is supposed to be one of the best bands out there. And, apparently there's a lot of, alleged cases of him, making, I guess, the kids do their routine naked, sing filthy songs. I apologize. I can't find that case. That's crazy. All right. We'll just move on. Okay. We have a new powerful painkiller approved by the FDA. Apparently, Targenic ER is a combination of oxycodone and naloxone. This is made by Purdue Pharma. The combo is supposed to deter people from actually snorting or injecting the painkiller. That's where we are right now, where we have to spend money creating these medications so people don't abuse them. It can, though, however, probably be in suppository form. Try it that way if you want. Prescription drug abuse, of course, is definitely on the rise. There has been a 16-fold increase in the use of abusing opioid painkillers. Your oxycodone and your hydrocodone are some of the most widely abused. Now, when the FDA approves a narcotic, they're always under fire going, what, you're approving more narcotics on the market? What's going on? Well, okay, remember, these companies have been trying to deal with a growing population demand of long-term pain medication because people have issues with, arthritis, disc issues, etc., obviously. Multiple pain issues as we're getting older and older, and our joints aren't keeping up. So you have tons of companies out there, you know, in the pain market that would really, really stink if they spent millions upon millions of dollars studying, designing the drug, and all of a sudden the FDA is like, you know what, we're not going to approve anymore. Now, that could happen. It's a very, very scary time. Very scary time for pharmaceutical companies, which is why you're going to start seeing a decrease in production of painkillers. Now, some of you may be like, yay, we won. I don't want any progress stopped when it comes in terms of designing new ways to treat people's pain or to treat people's maladies. All right? I mean, look at what Obamacare already did to the R&D industry. I mean, with pharmaceutical companies, if they're not going to get the money back, I can't tell you how many pharmaceutical companies are like, no, I'm not really studying antibiotics anymore. You're not going to study antibiotics anymore? We have a major antibiotic resistance crisis. We're going to need newer and powerful stuff. No, because it's all about the generics these days. So we've talked about that. But anyway, they say the federal agency maintains that this Targenic ER can still be abused and that people can take high doses of the drug orally. So just because you can't snort it doesn't mean you still can't pop it. But it's interesting nonetheless. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 27.7 Doc Deli.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale.
Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.